What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Now, that's the more serious framework for the beginning of this sermon. But since we're all having a good laugh, I'll let you in on what was behind my thought process going into this Sunday. There's a scene in Arnold Schwarzenegger's magnum opus, Conan the Barbarian, where he looks at his companion and says, "What gods do you pray to?" Does anybody remember that scene? I need more than head nods because I'm feeling very lonely up here.
There we go.
Several. And I've always thought, you know, if someone were to approach me and just say, "What God do you pray to?" Not, you know, what religion are you, but what kind of God do you pray to? This is, in some ways, my attempt to answer Mr. Schwarzenegger. So, we begin with this incredible, revolutionary, mind-blowing passage of Scripture. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. And so this is my contention. We have all of the ways that we can think about God and talk about God, and everything under the sun can be said about God. But for us, this is just about the best that we can do. This, in all of its brash and uncompromising conviction, this is what we mean when we speak about God. God, who some theologians call the ground of all being, the essence of the universe, the maker and sustainer of all things, keeping up with my 80s theme, the master of the universe, right? The one whom we call God is at the end of the day someone that we understand not to be a distant and disappointed observer. This is a God for us. At every moment of every day, God is for us. This is a God perpetually working for our good in the midst of hardship and pain. To steal from Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury, God is the one who is inexhaustibly resourceful in recovering us from our own sin and failure, offering to us an inexhaustible promise of being drawn into total joy. You know, for many in our town and in our parish, this has been the week from hell. Death has once again cast its insidious shadow over our community. We recently lost and buried a beloved pillar of our parish, and this town is still reeling from the tragic loss of a young man in the prime of his life. This week has really been terrible. You know, two funerals on the same day is almost too much to bear. And then you add to that whatever kind of pain that we already hold within our hearts. And you have the perfect example and recipe for weakness and despair. You know, even then, even when we are near the end of our rope, hope abides. Because in our weakness, when we reach the breaking point of knowing not what to pray or even how to pray, when we don't want to pray, or maybe we even don't know who we're praying to, God is always the one who makes the first move towards us. Like the most amorous lover who can no longer hold back their passion, God is the one who closes the gap that seems far too wide for us to overcome. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. So at every moment, during every painful and destabilizing event, God, as Spirit, is the one who prays on our behalf, not just for us, you know, in the terms of I'm praying for you that you would have a good day, but does the work for us, who is so overcome by the abundance of his love that he simply can't let us flounder in our own frailty. And so any theology that portrays God as one standing off to the side or far above, waiting to be called upon first before acting on our behalf, needs a refresher in this most radical and beautiful notion. Even during the most painful and senses-shattering experiences, the God that we see in the face of Jesus Christ is the resource that makes it possible for any situation to be transfigured and taken forward. Whoever God is, whatever God is the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, having first brought out Israel from Egypt. That is our starting point. Even in our silence, even in our disbelief, God is the one tirelessly laboring for our good, for our restoration, for our wholeness. So what then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, the God that we call upon is not a God who promises a life of bliss and comfort. God is, after all, much more of a realist than even we are at our most cynical moments. The world is hard. It's full of pain and suffering and a whole host of crises that threaten to grind us up into dust and toss us into the wind. What is promised, however, is that we will not have to endure these things alone. Nor will we have to labor on our own behalf for the strength to face the world on its terms. For the grace and the love and the mercy of God are given to us as gift, extravagant gift, overflowing gift, as something to simply be received with open palms. Something to be trusted in as we give ourselves over to the God who is always for us, never against us, passionately in love with us, tirelessly working for our good, even in the midst of horror. If you ever hear somebody say that God is against you, they are lying. For the God that is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ is a God who is always saying yes to humanity. Even when the blame for the carnage and the chaos of our lives lies squarely at our own feet. Even when with the loudest scream that we can muster, we rage at God and say no. Even then, God remains a God for us, a God perpetually saying yes to us, because God is a God overcome by an inexhaustible love for humanity. He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Everything else. So, that's the God I pray to. It's the God I worship. It is the God who sometimes I don't even believe in on my best days. but it's the God who believes in us and comes to us and is for us. This is the God who offers us hope in the midst of hopelessness, healing in the midst of pain, and life amidst the ruins of a death-soaked world. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, and we may be so bold as to add, nor our secrets, nor our addictions, nor our traumas, nor our divorces, nor our psychoses, nor our moments of disbelief or a life always struggling to believe, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. That is some good news. We all have moments where we question whether God could even love us. Because we all know the things that we don't tell anybody for fear of judgment. Or maybe we're overcome by judging ourselves. Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. It is God who makes you right and worthy and good and beautiful. Who is to condemn? In the Greek, it would probably be better rendered, is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us? You have nothing to fear. You are beautiful and loved and made worthy of the God who is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Nothing that you do can take that away. Amen.